Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it is already Tuesday, the 27th of January, 04. And I hope that you're going to strap yourselves in, because I've never seen so much out in the open corruption, dismantling of America and the world into a high-tech police state. So strap yourselves in. Bird flu outbreak is deadliest on record. We'll get into that. Big headline out of the Associated Press. Retailers look to finger scans. Get ready to thumb scan to buy and sell. Made my first film about this in 97. I've seen the federal documents, but here it is in the Associated Press carrying the Sacramento Bee. Global unemployment at record high. Nuclear war danger highest ever, UN weapons chief says. Republican lawmakers won't back Bush on immigration. Some good news. Got to keep the heat on them. Expect them to pass it on some midnight evening and then claim that they didn't know what they were voting for. But good news there. Part of Patriot Act ruled unconstitutional by a judge. We'll see if that sticks. More good news. Three doctors dispute how Dr. David Kelly died. Folks in the government are saying he was obviously murdered, that he didn't commit suicide. No kidding. Again, headline, Dr. Kelly did not kill himself. Leaked news memos, election 04 to be stolen again. Media to interview actors posing as troops on how great the war was. Now, 2 months ago, when the Queen of England went to Nigeria, they used a soap opera set in the country in a fake village and didn't announce it till after that when they got caught that it was staged. Remember, the Pentagon has been caught planting hundreds of fake letters from troops in newspapers across the country with false signatures. I wouldn't put it past them, and these folks with these leaked memos have been accurate in the past. Dean, who I've never liked, I don't like John Kerry, I don't like George Bush, they're all globalist folks, that's a selection process. He called for a microchip ID card, so we'll get into that in the New Hampshire primary taking place right now. We'll get into rumblings from Rummy. The battle plans to invade Syria and Lebanon are next, and Dean says he's closing fast on Kerry, accuses rivals of dirty tricks. A story I didn't get to yesterday that I should have, that we will detail. Is it conspiracy or coincidence that there's a long and tangled history between the Bush family and the elite of Saudi Arabia, including the Bin Ladens? This out of the CBC Fifth Estate program. Also, Financial Times reporting top 9/11 suspect was granted U.S. visa. Skull and Bones denying it's right. Suckers AOL Time Warner. This is out of the New York Observer. Some of Skull and Bones' dirty tricks against the New York Observer, since they broke the news of the, we've talked about it for years, but mainstream news broke it 2 years ago with the satanic rituals they caught on tape. Illegal immigration to U.S. grew by nearly 70% in the last 12 years. Criminal aliens abound in the U.S. We'll give you the numbers on that. Chiefs of police, border security, a sham. Organization claims lax federal policies causing the murder of cops. Oh yeah, it's these illegals are the biggest group of cop killers out there. But that's okay. You'll arrest good patriotic Americans when they arrest illegals on their own property, cops. New federal detention center planned for South Texas. Planned Parenthood moves to shut pro-life firms successfully. Border Patrol agents slam alien amnesty. And there's a New York Post article where they did a little test of eating nothing but McDonald's for a month. And people who were completely healthy became deathly ill. We'll be going over that. Ashcroft, war justified even without weapons of mass destruction. That's about a third of what I got in front of me. We'll detail it all. Take your calls. Big show lined up for you on this Tuesday. And the stories are posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones. The toll-free number to join us on air worldwide is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, my friends, it is Tuesday, the 27th day of this first month in 04. I'm Alex Jones, your host. If you'd like to read along with us as we cover the legislation, the bills, the documents, the news articles, visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or our backup site, InfoWars.net. Oh my goodness, I have quite a task before me today. I wanted to get into the Walton family. The world's wealthiest family is the headline. That's actually not true, but they're one of the richest new money families out there with worth well over $100 billion. So we'll be getting into that story. This bird flu situation outbreak is the deadliest on record, they're saying. Every few years, there's some new bird flu, and they kill all the geese or the chickens, or most of them. Bird flu hits 8th country. Louse outbreak is deadliest ever with death of second Thai boy. Bangkok, Thailand confirmed Asia's 8th human victim of the bird flu Tuesday and the deadliest outbreak on record, while a map of the affected areas widened, with Laos becoming the 9th government to report infections in its poultry. Australia, which remains free of the virus, urged other countries to immediately reveal bird flu cases following allegations that Thailand and Indonesia initially covered up outbreaks. Countries in the region must learn from the SARS experience, and that is Fess up as soon as you find a case as quickly as possible. Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer told Australian Broadcasting Corporation Radio, make sure everybody knows it is there and how to deal with it. Well, folks, I mean, we have an average of 35,000 flu deaths a year in this country. That's just the normal strains. And all these strains, all the modern strains going back to World War I, come out of Asia.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll sail the shore when our cannons will roar.
That's right, my friends. For the years of domination hit them right between the eyes and light a fire. Welcome back. Let's try to continue here with my connection from Austin, Texas to Minneapolis, Minnesota. There are the satellites orbiting the globe out to the AM and FM stations, internet, shortwave, you name it. By the way, we're on Global Shortwave Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, Central at 12.172 and 9320. And back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. I get emails every day asking what shortwave frequencies we're on. And those are all listed for all the shows at gcnlive.com as well. But bird flu outbreak is deadliest on record. And why suddenly do we see all this showing up? And why are they fear-mongering? Well, it's obviously serious if it's killing people and it's a deadly strain of flu. But the reason we see the flu is always coming out of Asia is because they'll have tens of thousands of pigs in pens on these giant hog farms right next to thousands and thousands of geese and chickens. And they've done the studies. They've known for 50 years it's because the manure of the different species combine together and becomes like giant petri dishes where different types of flu viruses mutate and merge together. And that's where it's all coming from. And the Asians aren't about to stop this unhealthy practice they've been engaging in for thousands of years. And now here in the Western world, we imitate it with our hog farms and feedlots and and the big chicken production plants where they cut the beaks off the chickens and put them in tiny cages. And you know why they cut the beaks off the chickens? So they don't commit suicide. They're so unhappy. They literally peck themselves and others through the cage mesh to death. And it's unhealthy. I mean, I'd rather pay more for good food, wouldn't you? But no, they're not going to stop. Big pharma, big agriculture, big biotech sets up this system. Then it creates the mad cow and the rest of it. They feed antibiotics to the chickens, causes all these new super-resistant strains of bacteria. And then they come in with federal regulations and regulate the small farms and ranches out of existence. And then all you have is big agriculture owned by big pharma and big biotech. That's what I have to say about the bird flu. We'll watch it as it develops. Okay. Retailers look to finger scans. This is out of the AP. It was also posted in the Sacramento Bee. Allison Roberts wrote the story. Retailers look to finger scans. Checking IDs could get more reliable with biometric tools. Biometric devices, which confirm identification by measuring biological or behavioral features, how you walk, how you talk, your face, your thumb, your hand, have been a staple of police work in science fiction movies for decades. Now they're moving into the everyday world of airports, workplaces, and corner markets. In the Sacramento area, finger scan identification systems are showing up in growing numbers of check cashing windows, many with grocery stores, and in the future, expect to see them at cash registers, allowing customers to pay for food and goods as well, no ATM card or wallet needed. And then if you're not a good globalist, they just turn your national ID card number off. And what is your national ID card? In 42 states, and the other 8 are signing on as we speak. I haven't checked it out in the last few months. I know it was 42 about 6 months ago. I need to look. I think a few other states have actually signed on to that. Your driver's license is federally mandated with federal biometric systems hooked into what you know as the Matrix system that, again, is in 42 states, not 7 states. And that's all part of the National Security Agency, and its real program name is Echelon. Echelon. So I just thought I would mention that. And they go on to say, we'll all be using this to buy and sell. This is going to replace credit cards, and just get used to it. And let me tell you how this is going to work in about 60 seconds. In the next 2 years, they're going to come out with a national sales tax. Neocon traders will advertise this as a way to replace the income tax, which I'm no fan of, which is criminal and unconstitutional. 16th Amendment was never ratified. They will come in and they will keep the income tax for, quote, Social Security at 14 to 16%. They'll then ratchet that up after they put in the sales tax. The national sales tax will be shared with the county and the city and the state, bringing them under federal control. All businesses will have this in place, and you will have to swipe your card to do it, to, quote, take out the taxes, to make sure it's all properly paid and divided amongst the county, the city, the state, and the feds, and the internationals. They're going to get a portion of it. It's part of the Tobin tax. This is publicly announced, and you will have to swipe your card. And then they're going to have problems with cards being stolen, so they're going to make you thumb scan or retina scan or face scan or all three to activate your card. Then they'll say, oh, don't worry, you don't have to use the card, just thumbprint. 5 years ago, they began putting thumb scanners in public schools. No cash allowed. If you want your school lunch, you must thumbprint. And this is under a federal mandate, federally funding that happened. It's now in thousands of school districts since the first school districts we learned of in Texas. It is now in almost all 50 states that we know of. Again, I see articles every day about thumb scanners going into schools. And the public plan is to do this. They will put in the self-serve checkout lanes, which are now replacing almost all the service lanes everywhere, from Walmart to most grocery store chains to Target. You name it, it's happening. Even smaller sporting goods stores. They will then replace all the checkout lanes. You will have to bag your groceries and thumb scan to buy and sell. This is the new system, and we're about 2 years away from not being able to buy or sell if our human biometric code system does not go through. And you say, oh, well, this will stop crime, this will stop, you know, identity fraud, all of this. Folks, you have to remember how criminal this government is, what they've been caught doing, and the precedents they're setting where if you haven't paid your parking tickets, they come take your car, you can't renew your driver's license. Walmart, by the way. Well, I got more news on this. Very scary. We'll come back and get some more news.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment, Chris and Dave and Charles and Garen and others. Let me launch back into news right now. And again, I'm just going to skim over these and get more into detail as the show progresses. Global unemployment at record high. More than 185 million people were jobless in 2003 as global unemployment levels hit record highs. I talked to a lady who works at a mortgage firm. They were doing hundreds and hundreds a month. This is a little small mortgage house. Now they've done 4 in the last month. Give you an idea there. Nuclear war danger, highest ever. UN's nuclear chief cities, North Korea, Iran, underground trade in nuclear weapons parts, yeah, with our own government helping arm these supposed rogue countries. The good news, Republican lawmakers won't back Bush on immigration. Republican lawmakers who generally back President Bush are not backing him on immigration. In fact, they want their leaders to know they have serious concerns about President Bush's proposed immigration policy. Now, just 2 weeks ago, they were saying they liked it, but now because of the heat you put on them, they're having to back off. In a letter addressed to House Speaker Dennis Hastert, Representative Walter Jones, Republican North Carolina, and several other members of the Congressional Immigration Reform Caucus said they won't go along with the president's plan because it does not address the problem appropriately. Appropriately, like Bush is fixing something. This is blanket, total, in perpetuity, amnesty for 6 years, and then it gets re-upped from there. Here's some more good news. Problem is, the White House just ignores courts. Heart of Patriot Act ruled unconstitutional. Ban on giving expert advice or assistance to foreign terror groups called too vague. The way it's written is, if you sell gasoline to a suspected terrorist at the gas station, you can be secretly arrested. If you sell them a cell phone because you run a little cell phone business. I mean, everything's an act of terror. And remember, the definition of a terrorist and a foreign power is any action that endangers human life that is a violation of any law of any state or the federal government. So it's so broad, everything's terrorism. And again, prosecutors down in Florida say they want a guilty plea from Limbaugh. They're going to go ahead and probably indict him, and they use the Patriot Act, a provision of it, to get his medical records, folks, because under drug trafficking, they say that's an act of terror. Is Rush Limbaugh a terrorist? No. Are these topless bars, are these county commissioners in bid rigging terrorists? No. They're obviously criminals. By the way, I've heard Limbaugh say, you know, put all these... Sorry, folks. We've had so many people trying to diagnose this. It's amazing, but it seems to happen once or twice a week. Never used to happen. We'll keep rolling with the punches here, my friends. I was continuing with the Patriot Act discussion, and a federal judge has struck down a section of the USA Patriot Act that makes it a crime to give expert advice or assistance to foreign terrorist organizations, the first ruling to declare any portion of the Patriot Act unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Audrey Collins of Los Angeles said the ban was so vague that Americans would be uncertain about whether they could give the most benign advice to a foreign organization, for example, on how to follow the law without risking prosecution. And we covered the 60 Minutes piece, Arming Our Enemies, Funding Our Enemies, yesterday, where it's Halliburton and Bechtel and a handful of others who are actually selling the weapons and infrastructure components to Libya, to Iraq, to Iran, to Syria. And through the sanctions they've gotten set up, no one else is allowed to sell to these people but those supposedly waging the war on terror. What a great system. Well, that's what this whole New World Order is about. It's not free market. It's crony capitalism where you use government power to go after your competition, to restrict the middle class, and to set up systems where third world countries can only buy from them. And that's exactly what's happening. But with this ruling on part of the Patriot Act, expect to see that be appealed. And even if a federal circuit court, even if a conservative court or a liberal court tries to say that Bush can't do it, he will ignore it. And I want to remind folks that Bill Clinton tried to pass many of the provisions that were in the Patriot Act. And so when the Democrats are in office, they're going to use all this too. So that's why conservatives should be doubly against the Patriot Act. And I challenge you to read it for yourself. It is the death of America. It is totally un-American. We'll come back, go to your calls, get to a ton of other news. Believe me, it's very important you stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
We're going to have wide open phones on the show today, and I am going to get here in just about 5-10 minutes or so to all the callers that are patiently holding, and then I'm going to get back into the news. We just covered some of the good news. In fact, I haven't even detailed it yet. We have the big police associations coming out against the open borders, saying it's getting cops killed, which we've already told you a million times. We've got the Border Patrol Association coming out. In fact, we had the director on last week. Saying this is to destroy the middle class and bring in global government. Folks are starting to get it. That's the head of the 8,000-plus strong union. We have part of the Patriot Act being thrown out. Then coming up, three doctors dispute how Dr. David Kelly died. Top scientist who looked at the evidence. Again, the headline out of the Evening Standard, Dr. Kelly did not kill himself. Well, the eyewitnesses saw a bunch of guys in black uniforms standing around the dead body who ran off when the police came up. I mean, and the news says, not a murder, not a murder. So we'll get into that. Also, what some of the new leaked news memos are saying about the government staging actors playing the part of troops, saying how much they love the war on television. Howard Dean called for microchip ID card.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Again, thank you for bearing with us. This used to happen about once a year. The last few weeks, it's happening quite a bit. And by the way, only when we're live, we can connect for hours and not have this happen. And it happened about 3 years ago like this, and we'll just have to work around it. Appreciate everybody out there. But again, all that news is coming up after we go to some of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. But first off, I want to bring Jack Brownrigg up. Jack hasn't been on the show in about 6 months or so.
Been a while, Alex.
And he's the one of the head honchos at Midas Resources, a great supporter, one of the biggest sponsors of this network. And here to talk about the economy and where gold is at right now is Jack Brownrigg. Jack?
Alex, thanks for having me on the show. It has been a while, and it's a real pleasure to be back on with you.
You bet.
First thing I want everybody to do is write down this telephone number. This is going to be an all-important telephone number for you in a couple minutes. That's 888-294-6187. 888-294-6187. Don't worry, I'll give it to you again, but don't forget that number. That's an Alex Jones number. It's Alex Jones listeners only I'm going to be talking to about these coins. Alex, I've never offered MS62 coins on your show before. I've never offered slabbed coins. Now, slabbed coins mean they're certified independently by outside companies, not necessarily Midas Resources, actually not Midas Resources, PCGS, Professional Coin Grading Service, NGC, Numismatic Guarantee Corporation. These are two companies that do nothing but grade coins. They don't buy or sell coins. They grade coins, and they guarantee that grade of the coin. You never have to worry about somebody telling you your coin isn't what you said it was when somebody sold it to you, because you've got it hermetically sealed in a slab. This is something that everybody should be looking at. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the circulated coins. Don't misunderstand me. But right now, gold moving the way it is, it's up about $6 today. It's well over $410. Everything looks strong for gold. Now is the time to jump in to some of these slabbed coins. What I've got today, $20 gold pieces. This is an unusual offer, Alex, because it's only for listeners of your show. I'm selling Saints and or Liberties at the same price for listeners of Alex Jones' show. I'm going to go beyond that. I'm going to go well beyond that. If you buy just Liberties, $20 Liberties, I'll give you at least 7 different dates and or mint marks in a slabbed coin, independently graded coin, MS62. If you buy Saints, a much smaller run coin, so there aren't as many dates, there aren't as many mint marks, I will give you at least 3 mint marks. I'll give you a Philadelphia, I'll give you a Denver, only minted 2 years, and a San Francisco. This is an extremely good buy for people that are looking to protect their assets. I can sell them to you in groups of 10 or 20 mixed up like that. Now, first off, first thing, some of the guys say, geez, I can't afford 10 or 20. You know what? Don't say I can't afford 10 or 20. Call up your broker here at the Alex line, 888-294-6187. Let them know what you need to protect. You need to protect your loved ones. You need to protect yourself. You don't need to protect cable television. You don't need to protect anything else. This is life and death, people. This is absolutely life and death. Give us a call today on the Alex line, 888-294-6187. Alex, when we get off the air, when you're off the air, I'm going to be talking to you about adding some of these to your portfolio.
Well, I've bought coins.
I know you bought
3 times.
Right.
And I was very pleased with it. And one of my buys, let me see, I made $150 per coin, an increase in value. I'd pay $250 for a coin, and now it's worth over $400. So I guess that's more than $150. Some of the coins I bought have gone up about $75 in value a piece. And you know what? I got calls, from you guys saying, hey, you want to sell them back to us? And I said, no, that's...
Yeah, you're tough on us. You won't sell us back to him. I understand that, Alex. And you know what? We will buy him back, but you'll have to force us into buying him back. Folks, people that listen to Alex Jones and buy what Alex Jones bought, because, you know, Alex has never bought a coin from anybody other than me or Midas Resources. I've never sold him anything that I didn't also offer on his show. So think about it, folks. Had you listened had you listened and acted at the same time Alex had before, you'd be in profit situations with that. Not necessarily telling you that you should sell or telling Alex that he should sell. I'm willing to buy Alex's coins back, but I'm not looking to buy them back because I don't think he's moved anywhere near where they're going
to
move.
No, I was talking to Michael. He's like, hey, you want to sell those back?
Yeah.
But seriously, folks, I believe in gold. I believe in real things. And when you get these coins, you also don't just get the gold value. You also get the collector value with them as well. And gold is, over time, always goes back up. And it's not like our fiat currency that's been devalued by 42% in the last year and a half. So I do hope that people will call 888-294-6187 and take advantage of that, 888-294-6187. Anything else, Jack?
Alex, just implore the folks to listen and to give us a call today. Gold is moving it today. Like I said, it's up $6 plus today, 13-year high. I've been doing this for 26 years, Alex. I'm as happy right now with the way gold is going as I was in 1979 because it looks like we're off to the races here. Give us a call today on the Alex line, 888-294-6187. Tell them you're a loyal Alex Jones listener. Tell them you want the Alex Jones special. As a bonus, anybody that buys 10 coins, I will give a free subscription to the International Forecaster.
All right. Well, Jack, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Alex.
You bet. I appreciate that. Now, again, I have stacks of news on Skull and Bones, mainstream stuff, folks. I have stacks of news about the Bushes and the Bin Ladens coming out, mainstream news. You've already heard it on this show. But it's years ago, but it's important to go back over it when it finally breaks in the mainstream media. That is coming up. Right now, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. I appreciate you holding, Charles. Go ahead. Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing okay. Go ahead.
I got some news. I heard this last night, and I checked a couple of people. I don't have a computer, but this... this is what's on the computer. It's on Al Martin's Raw.com. The CIA was planting bombs in Iraq and got killed. Did you hear anything about this?
I did, but I can't confirm that. I can confirm that an admitted CIA agent was planting bombs in the Philippines last year, and one went off before he got in the building and blew his legs off, and the CIA landed and took him out of the country, and that came out in the major papers there. And then a bunch of special forces troops took over a shopping mall, didn't hurt anybody, and said, we're doing this to get attention to the fact that we're being shot with bullets, that our own government's giving the terrorists. They work for the CIA. Our government's doing this to maintain, quote, martial law. I know MI5's carried out most of the bombings of the last 25 years in England. I know Israel, according to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, has carried out some of the bombings in Israel. I know that Vladimir Putin was caught planting bombs in the fourth apartment building back in 99 as a pretext to invade Chechnya and be elected as a popular war president. I know that the globalists carried out September 11th, but this new info I cannot confirm.
Yeah. Well, the woman that blew the whistle was called Melba Rogers, and she works for the government.
Yeah, we're going to – I'm researching that now and looking at that right now, Charles.
And can I just say one thing about the day? I know you probably get tired of me talking about this, but the people have to show their fury. And how they do that is to show your fury is to wake other people up. This is our only chance. And I wish people would just try to push to the front a little harder. We don't have much time. And these tapes are like a mini paper press. Just one tape. You don't know whose hands you're going to give it to. That person might make thousands of copies. You know what I mean, Mr. Jones?
Absolutely.
And if people have to just they have to show their fury by this. If people would just do this, I mean, just do it on the weekends. Buy a few tapes. Give them out. Spend a few dollars. Keep the program on air. These programs is the only thing we got. And people don't realize until we lose things what we lost when it's too late. And I urge people to get these tapes. I'm telling you what, just take a neighborhood. One person can just wake up a whole neighborhood by itself.
Well, I have found that about 90% of those that see the videos do wake up. And because they're so hardcore. I mean, it's the globalists. It's not Alex Jones making the claims. We have the globalists admitting from their own documents and on television and you know, in their own legislation what they're setting up, what they're doing. And we've never steered folks wrong. Thanks for the call, Charles. And, I mean, going back over this, just briefly, we told you that there were official plans to invade Iraq before Bush got elected. It's their own admissions, PNAC. And then everybody freaks out when David Kaye, our head inspector, says he was lied to and it was all a fraud. People can't believe it. When Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill goes public about the first cabinet meeting being a plan to invade Iraq and Dick Cheney's Energy Commission with the maps of who was going to get the oil. But forget all that. We have the PNAC documents. It's a signed, published confession. It's not like some confession that, oh, we claim we found. They published it. They put it in their own magazine. They put it on their own website. Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Pearl. We've been lied to, folks. They say Saddam wasn't a threat. But see, they go, oh, look, the liberals are against the war. You're not a liberal, are you? Well, in truth, Bill Clinton's saying there were really weapons of mass destruction. He supports Bush. Hillary Clinton's for the war. Chuckie Schumer. All the real socialists, you know, it's like Bush's campaign finance reform. The dream child of Bill Clinton, he couldn't get it, but George Bush did. Because conservatives have gone to sleep under Bush. Let's go to Dave in Ohio, then Chris, Garen, Jack, and others. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Good to finally get a chance to talk to you. Got a couple of things that I wanted to let you know. One was that you've gone over this thing a bunch of times on the Silverstein video and that. But last Thursday, I decided to send a link in email to about 25 different friends on the page that you had set up on PrisonPlanet.com with all the different videos and all the different information. And I sent out the 25 emails about 11 o'clock Thursday night, and then Friday I decided to check it because I put in the email that I wanted comments back from any of my friends on what they thought about this. And Friday night I go to go into my email, check it, and I type in my password, and of course it says invalid password or username. So I tried this three times, got the same message, and I decided to click on the help button, and I did that, and on we get a page that comes up that says this Yahoo account has been deactivated. I found it to be quite interesting, and I went to go to my Yahoo Messenger to see if I could get on that and talk to some people. And I plug in my username and password, and I get a little message comes up that says, system, your account has been locked for security reasons. So that's never happened before when I've emailed anything out, and I've got this happening now. So that was kind of interesting that that happened within a 24-hour period of time.
They're very upset about the Silverstein story.
I can see that.
And, well, yeah, I mean, my show would probably go off the air about, for, you know, 10 seconds once a year.
Right.
And now it's continually happening. We've had the phone company out here 8 times and looked at it. We can connect when we're not live. Nothing happens. Then when we're live, this happens. I have to go to a backup studio. I'm considering that now. Right now, permanently moving to the backup studio. Again, they better be concerned. Silverstein slipped up and said they blew up WTC7.
Exactly right. You know, and I've talked to some people in the office. Like, I work in financial services, which is another area that I want to discuss something on. But a lot of the people that I've told to watch this stuff or look at this stuff, they won't even take the time to look at it. I did have two guys actually did look at the video, and what they told me, this is what their opinion was Silverstein didn't say that they should pull it. But he said they should pull out. And I said, wait a minute, listen to this thing. You know, you've heard this thing. He does not say pull out. He says pull it. And if he said pull out, meaning to pull out of the building before they blew it up, you've got FEMA admitting that the building was burning for 7 hours. So why did they wait until 5:30?
This is classic. I mean, look, when Bill Clinton got caught lying, he said it depends on what the word is means.
Right.
So it's psychological gymnastics. We have them saying the building's on fire. There have been such a loss of life. We talked to the fire department. We made the decision to pull it. We said pull it, and we watched it collapse. Then we play the clip where they say pull it means demolish it. That's the industry term. Plus, I've been saying for 2 years and 3-4 months that they blew up WTC-7 because the seismographs picked it up. The eyewitnesses said it happened. The firefighters described bombs going off. Dan Rather said looks like well-placed dynamite. And then we have Silverstein saying it, and your friends don't want the responsibility to stand up against evil, to get involved, to speak out, and so they just say, uh-uh, that's not the case.
Exactly.
That's not what happened.
If you look at FEMA's report, too, in the end of Chapter 5, I mean, it actually says in there that the building collapsed. After all their investigative reports, they're saying that it definitely collapsed because of an internal weakness and implosion. They actually used the word implosion in the FEMA report. So FEMA's
well,
admitting to that.
You know, it's incredible. That, in fact, I said we'd air those clips again yesterday, and we only aired one of them. I will air those clips again in the next hour. You can go watch the video at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And I suggest folks continue to email it out to people and so everybody can see this for themselves. But I was doing national shows this weekend, and people would call in and go, well, what does it mean if they blew it up? What's the big deal? Because they said they didn't all along. But
right.
We always pointed out that all three of the buildings fell symmetrically with the popcorn-type explosions going off down the sides, identical to other admitted controlled demolitions. So we have this hidden in plain view right out in front of everyone, and you're saying people you work with are saying, no, no, he didn't say that. He
right.
clearly says we made the decision to pull it.
Exactly. And one of the guys even said, well, so what if he blew up his own building? He had the right to do it. He owned it.
Well, then why don't we discuss this more?
Exactly.
By the way, a Secret Service agent died in the building. Oh, so another one said, so what? Yeah, so what, as long as I don't have to have any responsibility. I don't want to hear about it. I want to be a slave. Well, don't worry, buddy. You will be. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The building 7 story is massive. And so I will recap that early in the next hour. We're about to go back to Dave and Chris and Garen and Jeff and Joe and many others that are patiently holding. And then I'll get into the Skull and Bones news and the latest Bush-Bin Laden connection information that's out there. Just briefly before I go back to calls, if you want powerful videos that will wake people up, you've heard the listeners rant and rave about them, get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And I want you to make copies of my videos. In fact, I don't want you to order them unless you're going to make copies. If you have the videos and were impressed with them and checked out the information in them, please make copies of the films you already have. I know a lot of you have got them but haven't made copies, or you loan out the originals and never get a buy. Make copies. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and help us circumvent the mainstream media. Once you open somebody's eyes up, there's no going back for them. And the globalists, see, they're weak. They have to reapply their lies over and over again. We don't have to. We just put the truth out. It stands on its own. So InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Some of the films are 2 hours, 40 minutes, 2 hours, 25 minutes. They're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours, 5 minutes, 2 hours, 10 minutes. They're $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. We got discounts on the books. We got books on tape about September 11th. We carry a lot of other great items. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead now and go back to the calls. I guess we were just talking to Dave in Ohio. Now we're talking to Garen in Rhode Island. Garen, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to let you know that I got a public access TV show in Rhode Island, which covers the entire state, and I've been putting on your films, and people have really been waking up to what's going on. Most people, at least around here, don't really know much about this stuff, but a lot of people that that see my TV show, they're really waking up around here to it.
And Darren, I've gotten emails from Rhode Island folks watching the Access show. I've signed over 400 Access Television waiver forms for folks to air them, though the films say on them you're allowed to air them. And in the takeover, I give the clearance right there on the film to air all my films. And how many subscribers are there to this statewide cable system?
Well, it covers the entire state, so potentially over 1 million people, depending on who actually has.
And let's say watching at any one time. What time's your show on?
It's on Sunday mornings at 11:30.
So that's not a peak time, but I would guess that tens of thousands watch at any one time. Think of what you're doing. Think of the effect you're having. And you're saying folks are waking up.
Oh, yeah. I get emails, calls. Calls came into the Cox Communications office. I got personal telephone calls. Besides, I always steer them to InfoWars.com, tell them to buy your videos. And, yeah, it's had a big effect around here.
Well, that's incredible. And, again, my dad is a medical consultant. He's also a oral surgeon and has some other medical degrees. But my father has been in hotel rooms in San Francisco, Kansas City, Florida. And he'll turn the television on in the hotel room, and there's his son. Because of you guys, it's had a massive effect.
Oh, it has. It's excellent. It's an excellent tool to wake people up.
What do you think of Building 7?
Oh, that's smoking gun evidence right there that it was engineered and staged by our own government and the globalists. If you can't realize that after seeing Silverstein admit that they pulled the building a few hours after it, the 9/11 attacks, they would have never had time to.
Tell you what, stay there, Gary. In the second hour is coming up. I'll let you finish up with your points, and we'll go to other callers and more news. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.